coming to a conclusion. Repeatedly review the four steps to realization. 1. Zero in on the target, the appearance of the I, as if it is established in and of itself. 2. Determine that if the I exists the way it seems to, it must be either one with mind and body or separate from mind and body. 3. Thoroughly contemplate the problems with I and the mind-body complex being the same. I and mind-body would have to be utterly and in all ways one. Asserting an I would be pointless. It would be impossible to think of my body or my head or my mind. When mind and body no longer exist, the self also would not exist. Since mind and body are plural, a person's selves also would be plural. Since the I is just one, mind and body also would be one. Just as mind and body are produced and disintegrate, the I is inherently produced and inherently disintegrates. In this case, neither the pleasurable effects of virtuous actions nor the painful effects of non-virtuous actions would bear fruit for us, or we would be experiencing the effects of actions we ourselves did not commit. 4. Thoroughly contemplate the problems with I and the mind-body complex being inherently different. I and mind-body would have to be completely separate. In that case, the I would have to be findable after clearing away mind and body. The I would not have the characteristics of production, abiding, and disintegration, which is absurd. The I would absurdly have to be just a figment of the imagination, or permanent. Absurdly, the I would not have any physical or mental characteristics. Testing your realization. 1. Go through the four steps of analysis described in Chapter 15. 2. When the sense that the I is self-instituting falls apart and vanishes in a void, switch to considering your arm, for instance. 3. See whether the sense that your arm inherently exists immediately vanishes due to the previous reasoning. 4. If the previous analysis does not immediately apply to your arm, your understanding is still on a coarser level.